Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sweetheart plea deal. Despite abusing dozens of women, underage women in Florida. And Acosta attempted to explain himself yesterday. He didn't win any points with me. Perhaps because I've been following this thing for like a dozen years now. And that plea deal was a joke then. It's a joke now. You sexually abuse dozens of women and you get what? You get like 13 months in jail, but you don't actually have to spend the time there. You get to go spend most of it in your mansion. You do have to register. He did have to register as a sex offender, which was good. But it was a joke of a plea deal. There's not much Acosta can say that can explain this. And Trump needs to boot him. Just get rid of him. He's a distraction. But the idea that Donald J. Trump is somehow tied to this. And by the way, you know why the Democrats are doing this? There's two reasons. They're really excited. Number one is because they got to get ahead of it. There's a lot of Democrats that are going to go down. Nancy Pelosi's own daughter tweeted, a lot of Democrat faves are going to go down in this Epstein thing. They flew on the plane, all that. So they got to get ahead of this, make this look like, you know, well, it's Trump's in on it too. And then, of course, the other thing they're hoping is that, I mean, the FBI is involved. And the folks at the Department of Injustice. So, I mean, they may be able to get Epstein to make something up about Trump. Mueller's tried it before. Didn't end up in prison for it. So, I mean, you know, Epstein's facing the rest of his life in prison, 45 years. I mean, he's 66, so that's a life sentence. I mean, he may be willing to make something up about Trump. That's why they're all excited about this. But is there anything there? You're probably familiar with author James Patterson, pretty famous guy. He writes suspense novels. But he got interested in this Epstein thing and wrote a whole book about him. And just incredible the crimes that Epstein had gotten away with under Robert Mueller's FBI. In the Bush era. Robert Mueller was just as corrupt under Bush as he is now. Anyway, here's what James Patterson had to say.
President Trump said earlier that he had a falling out with Epstein about 15 years ago. Do you know what that was about?
Well, I know that there were some complaints about Epstein at Mar-a-Lago. And also, I spoke to the head of the spa there. And she said, did you ever meet Epstein? She said, oh, yes. She said he would come and he was inappropriate with some of the younger women there. And she said, I went to Mr. Trump and Trump threw him out of the club.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey said this. This is in the book. Epstein's flown Bill Clinton to Africa on a private jet, not the Gulfstream he owns, but his Boeing 727.
Okay, and then they go on. Frustrating. All right, I want to jump into this right now because I want to say a special thank you to two of our upstate Congress members who actually did the right thing when nobody was looking. We were looking. I want to thank Representative Ralph Norman and Congressman Jeff Duncan for voting against this horrific Democrat bill. And this is how bad this was. This is a bill that would force U.S. college grads to compete head-on with foreign students for tech and STEM jobs on a field that was tilted to the advantage of foreigners. I mean, this literally was a jobs giveaway in exchange for campaign cash. There's no other way to put it. The Democrats sponsored the bill. The bill actually came from Mark Zuckerberg's Open Borders Group. And what it did was award an additional 75,000 green cards a year to Indian students and made it impossible for Americans to compete with them for jobs, which is the idea, depress the wages. And I want to thank Representative Ralph Norman and Congressman Jeff Duncan for their no votes. Awesome, gentlemen. Thank you for looking out. I know you had to resist a lot of pressure and a lot of offers of campaign cash. I know that's not easy, and I really appreciate what you did. If you have some time today, call the office of Ralph Norman or Jeff Duncan and thank him. Thank them for sticking up for Americans. If you are a parent on the way to work, man, you've busted your butt to send your kid to college and you are so proud that they're getting a technology degree, science degree, that you need to listen up because Congress just sold their jobs yesterday. It's disgusting what this bill did. And I, for the life of me, cannot comprehend why Representative William Timmons voted for it. But he did. Here's how this works. Kids come over here from India. They go to college, taking places American kids could have, but whatever. And the corporations want to get them to stay, but they don't want to pay them very much. So let's suppose there's an Indian applicant for a tech job and an American applicant for a tech job, because they're going to compete head to head. Now, they could have protected American applicants in this bill, but they chose not to because they're selfish, hateful, greedy bastards up there in Congress. So let's say there's an American who's highly qualified and an Indian who's only marginally qualified. They go for the same job. Who are they going to hire? Well, the Indian after this. Why? Two reasons. Number one, they don't have to pay payroll taxes on the Indian. They do on the American. That's Medicare, Social Security. That is madness. Number two, this is why it's not an equal playing field. They just incentivize this by giving away 75,000 green cards. So what happens is the company holds your green card. Green card goes with the company, right? So these Indian workers, in desperation to escape India, where they make much less than they do here, even working as engineers, they'll work as engineers for $20,000, $25,000 less a year than Americans will to get the green card. So you in your right mind would never hire an American, ever, if you could hire an Indian who wants a green card. And once they get to your office, it's awesome. You don't have to pay payroll taxes on them. You pay them way less than the market going rate. You don't have to hire some stinking American. And on top of all that, you can work them 60, 70, 80 hours a week, whatever you want. They can't go anywhere. They'll lose their green card. That sound like a fair playing field to you? Sound like capitalism? Fair competition? No, it's crap. It's crap. And it was such a crap sandwich that the Democrats who sponsored this bill were so ashamed and afraid that their constituents would find out what was in it that they didn't use the usual process. No committee hearings, no markups. They rammed it through on fast track. Now, you'll notice the Democrats control the House, so normally they don't need Republican votes. But they didn't want anybody to know what was in it, so they didn't do markup. They didn't do committee hearings. They rammed it through. And that's why they needed Republicans to join them. And unfortunately, Representative William Timmons did. He did join them. So shame on you, Mr. Timmons. It heads to the Senate now, where U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham is naturally a big champion of giving your children's jobs away. This is so frustrating. I mean, I know so many parents listening in the car right now, and man, you are sweating it. You're scrimping. You're saving. You're trying to get the kid through college. They work so hard in high school to get that STEM degree. You think you're getting somewhere. No. They've got that taken care of. The goal, of course, is to depress wages. Now, here's the thing. I am totally fine with bringing in foreigners who are highly qualified to fill jobs where there's not the U.S., you know, residents to do it. That's not what's going on here. If you're going to bring in foreigners, then darn it, it better be for jobs that you can't find an American for. And we have classes of visas where they have to prove, the company has to prove they can't find an American, advertise the job. That's not this. They just stole your kids' jobs and gave them to lower paid workers so that they can work as almost indentured servants, desperately trying to get a green card. So again, I want to thank Representative Ralph Norman and Congressman Jeff Duncan for standing up to this lobby, for standing up to the open borders lobby, for standing up to Mark Zuckerberg. Thank you. Representative William Timmons, sir, I hope you'll think long and hard before you betray your constituents again. So when William Timmons wouldn't come on the show, our congressmember, but he did read a statement. He did send me a statement about why he voted for this bill that forces college grads here to compete head on with Indian foreigners. Here's what he wrote. Anyone who suggests that this bill would raise the total number of immigrants coming into this country is lying to you. We've done no such thing. As we explained, what this does is it takes Indians who graduated their own temporary visas from our colleges and universities, and it incentivizes them to stay here with the offer of a green card, which is permanent residency in the country. And what it allows companies to do, this is the evil part, is to hold those visas. So that Indian person is going to go work way below wages. So they're playing a game here is what they do. Oh, we're not bringing any extra. No, we're incentivizing them to stay and compete head on with American college grads. Now, we could have done this bill in a way that protected those jobs, but they didn't. They put in no protections for college.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what he's not telling you. Here's what he writes. Anyone who suggests this bill will raise the total number of immigrants coming into this country is lying to you. But the current per-country caps on employment-based immigration are arbitrary and unnecessary restrictions. If this bill were signed into law, the total number of people allowed to enter the country under the program would remain the same. Yes, but this is an incentive for them to stay and an incentive for companies to hire the Indian workers over Americans and hire and pay them less. What you do is you dangle the green card. Indian guy comes and the standard wage, say, for an engineer is $50,000 a year to start. They say, we'll give you 30. You work for us. You're going to work 80 hours a week. Everybody else who's an American is going to work 40. But we'll give you a green card at the end. You'll have the green card. You leave the job because you don't like the conditions? No green card. See how this works? Timmons writes, all the bill does is ensure we get the most qualified... Oh, what a crock. We get the most qualified people and removes arbitrary barriers that favor nations with lower population. It does the opposite. It ensures, because of the visa backlog, that most of the people who will get these visas are Chinese and Indian. Why do they want Chinese and Indian people? Because they will work for significantly less. They are desperate to escape... In India, the caste system, and in China, the poverty and the low wages. That's why they did this in a way that would favor India and China. So it does not increase diversity at all. That's a crock. It's a lie. Here's what else he writes. Earlier today, I joined 365 of my colleagues and voted in favor of H.R. 14044. I was joined in the A column by Representatives Jim Jordan and Dan Crenshaw. Yeah, but there's a reason that our local conservative Congress members, Jeff Duncan, and Ralph Norman voted no, sir, and you don't mention that. It's because of what I just described. This is a jobs giveaway. You guys could have protected American college graduates. You did not. Instead, you incentivized corporations to hire Indians over them. That's what you did. The other bad thing about this, too, is these Indian workers, when they stay to get the green card and work as essentially indentured servants for 5 years, when they stay, the companies don't have to pay payroll taxes on them. They have to pay that on an American. So, I mean, there is no way, even if you're a more qualified grad, you're getting that job over the foreigner. They could have fixed this in this bill, and they didn't. And that's why I say shame on everyone who voted for it. By the way, Steve Scalise voted no, too. Good for him. So that's what this did. We have got to stop this stuff. This bill was Mark Zuckerberg's bill. It came from his open borders lobby. They said it was as important as amnesty for DACA. That sound like a good bill to you? It's not. It has one purpose and one purpose only, to depress the wages in STEM, tech, and engineering so that these big corporations don't have to pay higher wages. It's that simple.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.